AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. House Speaker Mike Johnson is doubling down on the need for better policy for healthcare as the government shutdown continues.
If you look at it objectively, you know that it is subsidizing bad policy. We're throwing good money at a bad broken system, and so it needs real reforms. The reason it was never appropriate or never possible to be resolved on a simple CR, stopgap funding measure, is because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
AP correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports on another Republican governor following President Trump's call to redraw congressional maps.
Indiana Republican Governor Mike Braun has called a special session for lawmakers to redraw congressional districts. President Trump has ramped up pressure on Republican governors to give the party an easier path to maintain control of the U.S. House. Republicans in Texas and Missouri moved quickly, and California Democrats responded with their own redistricting plan. Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers. Opponents are expected to challenge any new maps in court. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Russia is defending its test of a nuclear-powered missile, which it claims cannot be stopped by air defenses. The AP's Sagar Meghani.
7 years after revealing work on the missile, Vladimir Putin announced a test yesterday of what NATO has codenamed Skyfall. That came after tough U.S. sanctions on Russia's energy sectors and new European commitments of military aid for Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the test shows Russia's ensuring its own security. But President Trump's blasting the announcement.
I don't think it's an appropriate thing for Putin to be saying either.
Saying the Russian leader should be focused on ending the war.
That's what he ought to do instead of testing missiles.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. A small group of Afghan refugees are returning to international soccer.
Some 4 years after players from the Afghanistan women's national soccer team fled their homeland amid the Taliban's takeover, a number of the teammates are representing their country once more in an international soccer competition, only this time as refugees. The tournament represents a first major step in the fight to be officially recognized as a national team on the global stage. Collectively, the women call themselves Afghan Women United. FIFA, soccer's international governing body, is staging a four-team tournament in Morocco that includes the refugee team along with Chad, Libya and Tunisia. The FIFA Unites Women's Series 2025 started on Sunday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Stocks climbed more records ahead of a week packed with potential market-moving events for Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.